Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the final throes of a political fight as he fades in the polls ahead of tomorrow's election. Late this afternoon, in an attempt to secure more right-wing votes, he announced that there will be no Palestinian state if he's reelected. NewsHour special correspondent Martin Seemungal reports from Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking his campaign to the Jewish settlement of Har Holma, the heart of right-wing territory. Netanyahu needs them to vote Likud, warning settlers about the dangers of a center-left government led by Isaac Herzog and Zippy Livni.
The truth is simple. If they form the next government, here on these hills, we will have a second Hamas stand. But we prevented it. We develop here great neighborhoods for tens of thousands of Israelis, and we are committed to it.
In an interview later in the day, Netanyahu stated plainly that if he is reelected, there would be no Palestinian state, a reversal of his support for two states for two peoples. It is a significant turnaround, a clear sign that Netanyahu knows he is fighting for his political survival. Amos Harrell is a columnist for Israel's Haaretz newspaper.
Netanyahu is much more active than we've been used to. For instance, he avoided any kind of interviews with the Israeli media for years. In the last 2 weeks, he's been interviewed everywhere, including local radio stations. He's calling everybody to go and vote, and he's working for his base, going back to the right-wing voters and hoping that the polls that actually show that the Zionist camp is leading are going to help him, because it's a sort of a panic attack or a call for arms for the Likudniks, for the old voters of Likud.
When the election was announced back in December, few believed much would change. Everyone felt Bibi Netanyahu would be reelected, but it has changed.
During the last election, you could walk into a market like this in Tel Aviv and pretty much everyone would be voting for Benjamin Netanyahu. It's a Likud stronghold. People here still support Likud.